Evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 19, year A. Our readings today, Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. Psalm 103, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thankfulness. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, so often we are tempted to come here not to worship you, but to find fellowship for ourselves. We confess that we come seeking to receive a blessing rather than to lift up the name of our God. By your Holy Spirit, transform our words and actions, our songs and our prayers, our listening and our waiting into a celebration of your glory. We pray that we and all your people may be filled with grace and worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. We have our hymn, Be Still and Know.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
We pray the collect for Proper 19, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, An Example to Follow. An Example to Follow. In Psalm 103, the psalmist is moved to praise the Lord for who the Lord is and what the Lord has done. The psalmist proclaims, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 4. Out of his experience, David acknowledges that the Lord forgives sins. God in love relieves us from the burden of sin if we acknowledge our sins, are truly penitent, desire to do better, and, of course, desire forgiveness. God in mercy and love will remove our sins from us. If we truly desire to acknowledge God, to praise and worship God, we must strive to reflect the character and characteristics of God, one of which is the ability to forgive. We must be able to let go of the hurt, the pain, the humiliation that the wrong has caused, and forgive our brothers and sisters from the heart. Our Old Testament lesson from Genesis chapter 50 speaks to us about the ability to forgive. Joseph, who is still a prominent official in Egypt, is at the end of his life. He has made provision for the whole clan of Israel to settle in the land of Goshen. The patriarch Jacob was dead and buried. Therefore, his brothers feared that Joseph might still be harboring resentment against them for having sold him into slavery many years before. In doubt and fear, they approached Joseph with the false claim that their father, when he was dying, expressed the wish that Joseph would forgive his brothers. They begged Joseph for forgiveness. He wept, and they wept, and fell down before him, saying, We are here as your slaves. Genesis chapter 50, verse 18b. Joseph responds to them, Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So, have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones. Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 to 21a. Joseph had already forgiven his brothers. He saw that God was able to turn evil into good, to enable him to save their lives. He also acknowledged that vengeance was the Lord's. Joseph, in his love and faithfulness to God, forgave his brothers. He was following the example of God, the God whom he loved, worshipped, and remained faithful to, as God was always faithful to him. In our gospel today, Jesus invites us to reflect on how we must respond to our brothers and sisters who have sinned against us and are seeking to be reconciled. Simon Peter is concerned about the limits of forgiveness. He inquires, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Peter probably thought that he was being very generous. Seven times should be more than enough. As far as he was concerned, there must be a limit to the number of times you forgive. You must draw the line somewhere. However, Jesus responds, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times." Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. Jesus points out to Peter and to us that forgiveness has no limit. Jesus supports this principle with the parable of the unforgiving servant. However, while the behavior of the servant is very much like us, the hero of this parable is indeed the king who showed mercy by forgiving the servant who did not ask for forgiveness. A king discovered that one of his servants owed him 10,000 talents, a vast sum of money which he would not be able to repay in his lifetime. His lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children, and all his possessions, and payment be made. The servant fell on his knees, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." Out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. Matthew chapter 18, verses 26b and 27. Matthew tells us that the same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, a very small sum compared to what he owed the master. He seized him by the throat and demanded that he pay what he owed. His fellow servant begged for a chance to pay, but he refused. He threw his fellow servant into prison until he could pay the debt. His debt was forgiven, but he would not forgive the debt of another. His fellow servants were moved by the injustice and lack of mercy and reported the matter to the master. The master summoned the servant and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, the Lord handed him over to be tortured until he paid his entire debt. Matthew 18, verses 32 to 34. This parable illustrates the great value God places on forgiveness. The king's mercy and forgiveness were unconditional. However, by accepting the king's forgiveness, the first servant was obligated to show the same forgiveness extended to him. The king set the example for the servant to follow. The parable teaches that forgiveness is an obligation which arises as a response to something that has already happened. The psalmist reminds us that God forgives all our sins. God has already forgiven us. Therefore, we have an obligation to forgive others. In fact, we affirm that obligation when we pray the Lord in the Lord's Prayer, the petition that says, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." God sent God's Son to die to enable us to receive forgiveness of our sins. God forgives our sins on every occasion we ask for forgiveness. We are therefore called to follow God's example and forgive from the heart those who have wronged us, not 7 times, but 77 times. Indeed, God's forgiveness has no limit, neither should ours. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. God of mercy, your love overwhelms us with your generous forgiveness. Open our hearts to extend this love to all who are penitent. May your church be a place where deliverance abounds. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. God of mercy, you hold before us a model of justice, tempered by mercy. Inspire those in political office to promote the restoration of those who offend. Bless the work of rehabilitation centers and projects. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. God of mercy, you release us from a debt we can never repay. We pray for all out of their debt financially and exposed to the unscrupulous. Bless the work of credit unions and other financial institutions that promote responsible lending. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. God of mercy, your compassion challenges us to work for relief from suffering. Pour out your healing presence on all who struggle to cope with their illness. Stand between us and all that would destroy us. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. God of mercy, whether we live or die, we are yours. Receive in love all who have died. Bring us to the place where sins are cancelled and we dwell in the power of your love. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. May him, God, forgive my sins. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you. That he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is with you always, wherever you are and however you may feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we wish all a very productive, a very rewarding and spirit-filled week. We pray that we will continue to place ourselves in God's loving hands, and of course, be careful, be safe. We end today with Praise God, Hallelujah. Praise God.